Nationally recognized psychotherapist, Dr. Robbie, you've seen her on the Today Show, CNN, Fox News Network, and every Wednesday you hear her on Magic 100.1, and most recently, of course, at our big Women's Expo last Saturday. Good to see you again, then.
Good to be here.
Well, Diane and I were having a conversation and wanted to get your take on this. You know, we watch The Bachelor, or at least Diane does.
No, I just tune in for 5 minutes because that's about all I can take. These women are ridiculous. It's a reality show, but it's so unrealistic because these women actually think they're going to meet the person of their dreams that they're going to marry on this show. And one of the girls from Tennessee was so excited. She actually thought for sure he felt the same way about her, and she was the one who got sent home.
You know, I think it's more natural for men to compete for a woman's attention. And when you have a bunch of women fighting over one guy, where's the chase for the guy?
Yeah.
There isn't the chase. I mean, part of the fun of the beginning of a relationship, especially for men, but also for women, is the chase and not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that given that this is a reality show and the large amounts of couples who really don't work out, first of all, it's not a real scenario. These boys are not providing dates that they could really do on their own. So it's not only, you know, adding to the honeymoon period of the dating world, it's not anything remotely close to a reality these guys can offer.
Well, in his case, he might be able to because he does own a wine vineyard or whatever, so maybe he can do that, but the average guy probably wouldn't be able to do that.
And even if he could, would he? Then the question is, would he?
Yeah.
Because that's perhaps even more important than could he? Would
right.
he? And I think when it comes to reality shows, there are a lot of people who really believe they're stars who have been unnoticed. And their entree into fame and fortune is via reality shows. Because for some people, it certainly has been that way. So I think a lot of the girls that we are seeing today on The Bachelor are not necessarily looking for love and romance on the show as much as they would have you believe.
I agree. I think they just want to be on TV
and
go on those, you know, they were in Belize last week. So, I mean, what's wrong with that?
It's a fun show. I think it underscores that everybody has the hope at some point to connect with the right person. I just am not convinced that they're convinced they're going to connect with the right person on that show.
I agree. Dr. Robbie Ludwig, thank you so much. As always, this will be posted on our website at magicvariety.com.